Florida man was arrested on charges he exposed himself on various toll collectors over a week span, was arrested yesterday.
He's bored.
The Florida Highway Patrol said in a statement that Mark Anthony Fillawall was booked into the Escali County Jail on Saturday. All seven instances happened on 3 days around 7 a.m. as he entered the cash lanes of the toll plazas. Toll workers told troopers the man had no clothes on and was showing his privates.
He's paying to do that, too. Like, what? I know. You know what I mean? Like, of all the places.
I don't know. How many axles do I have? Why don't you tell me how many axles I have?
Like, can't find the quarters. I'm going to have to bend over now.
He was identified through a photo comparison with his identity matched. Fillawall faces multiple charges of indecent exposure. So, I was thinking to myself, now, wait a minute. Is it illegal to drive naked?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, because you've done your research.
Because if I'm driving around and I don't have any clothes on, I don't know too many people like to do that just because it's kind of sticky on the seats. It depends on what you're sitting on.
Yeah, worry about the seatbelt.
But you're down in Florida.
Yes, hot.
I actually had a neighbor
who drove
at my last house who got home, and for some reason she decided to go get Taco Bell at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Naked?
Yeah.
That's harder on women anatomically.
It really is. And I doubt she had her seatbelt on. Okay. And she was arrested. Well, she was drunk. I mean, that was the reason. I don't know.
It's not the driver's license. No,
but I mean, had she had clothes on, she wouldn't have been arrested because she would have looked somewhat normal, yeah, even though she was gurgling.
I wasn't with her,
so I don't know.
Of indecent exposure.
Yeah. So, but if you're in your car
and nobody sees,
and no one sees you,
then it's not indecent exposure.
Exactly. So is it legal to drive naked? Yes or no?
No.
It is legal to drive naked in all 50 states. It depends on where you're at. And it, again, it depends on how you're getting into your car and getting out of your car, because when you're outside your car, you are, and it's not your house, it's not an enclosure. So the inside of your car is considered a public place, but if people don't see you, but for the most part, if you get pulled over and you're naked, they're not going to arrest you. They're probably going to ask you a ton of questions based on what you look like and why are you driving around naked. But
if you get into your car in your garage,
or you take your clothes off once you get in the car.
That's what I mean.
It's not illegal. It's not illegal. It's not. There's no law that says you cannot drive naked in any car. Is it illegal to drive barefoot? My kid just got his driver's license a few months ago, and so we were talking about several of these things.
I hope not.
And it's not. Actually, some people would say that it's better to go barefoot than to wear flip-flops. But for the most part, in all 50 states, it is legal to drive barefoot. Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
I've been driving barefoot for a long time.
Easy one here. Can you take a right on red?
Unless it says no sign.
Exactly. And you must,
pause and yield to ongoing traffic.
One thing I thought was really interesting, too, because I was getting on. When I pulled up, can you drive naked? I had these new laws. I was like, I never knew that. Because there's some laws that you would think that that's got to be a law. It's not. It's like I'm getting off Acton Road, and there's a yield sign. I never stop. Even when the stoplight, there's a stoplight and there's a yield sign. I never stop at a yield sign because you're getting a run on the traffic as it's coming down from the McDonald's. So you do have to yield, but at a yield, you don't have to stop, even with a traffic light.
So red light and yield?
Red light, yield.
They're messing with you.
No, red light, and if it's a red light and there's a yield sign, you can go through the red light as long as you're yielding to the oncoming traffic.
That's not fair.
But that's because I was telling, because my son asked me, he goes, because there was a cop sitting
there.
Well,
hang on, because then there's also, and I know the one you're talking about, we have one where there's a red light, yield, and a green arrow. Sometimes.
Yeah.
So if there's a green arrow, and this happens, I know exactly what you're talking about, drives me bananas, is there's a green arrow. Yield, red sign. You got the green arrow.
Green arrow is good. Yeah.
Go.
But without the green arrow, now, I'm thinking, do I need to stop first and then take a right? No, because then there'd be no reason to have a yield sign. if there's no yield sign, you would stop, and then you could take a right on red. But when you're coming off an interstate, if there's a yield sign and it's red, you can blow through it.
Okay.
And so I do, and then I get all the way in the left-hand lane and drive by Altadena. So that's good. Is it legal to ride the back of a pickup truck?
Not
here in the state of Alabama. I was say they're like, here. That's the only way we ride.
Yeah, no, I was going
to
say,
go to Talladega and tell me.
It's got to vary by state.
For the most part, in all 50 states, it is legal to drive to ride really? In the back of a pickup truck. Now, it's not necessarily safe. You could say, well, what about the seatbelt laws? It just depends on what road you're on. Obviously, if you're going down the interstate and
that's,
you're in the back,
well, that's
of
reckless, right?
Yeah, but I saw that yesterday. I saw a group of Latinos in the back of a pickup truck, and they were sitting on the outside of the pickup truck. I was like, whoa. But for the most part, yeah, rural roads, you're good to go. They're not, nothing's going to happen. Now, if you've got like a family of 15 back there and you get a little baby and you're hanging, you know, then you're probably looking at some other things. There's one I was wrong on. Is it okay to warn other people about speed traps by flashing your lights?
Oh, we all don't do tell me that's light flash. Is that illegal?
I don't know. Is it?
I was going to say there's no law against it one way or another, but you're about to tell me that it's illegal.
There was a law until 2014.
That's.
I told my kids, I said, because someone was flashing the lights the other day.
And he thought, he's like, oh no.
And he's like, is it okay to do that? And I said, no, it actually isn't. And he's like, it's not. And I said, no, you cannot warn people of a speed trap. If cops see that, you're dead meat. Well, I was wrong. As of 2014, that law is out. You can, now, you obviously don't want to bring attention to yourself, depending on what your situation is, right? But there is nothing illegal about flashing your lights and letting people know there's a cop sitting there.
Well, I mean, Waze does that. Waze, they rely on their community.
Well, that's the internet. They can do whatever they want.
No, while you're driving to point out. I say,
now, see, that doesn't, that's a bunch of, I got on that thing like one time, and by the time you get on there, it's gone.
That's your job as part of the Waze community to indicate safely while you're driving.
You got a better shot at getting in a wreck while you're posting on Waze than just driving the speed limit through that small little area. I mean, now if I'm driving home and I'm a drunk and it's 3 o'clock in the morning,
you can't read your Waze.
I wouldn't get on there anyway.
Right.
And then I go, hold on, I got to pull off side road and hit my Waze to let some next guy know. I mean, come on. Finally, is it okay to swear at an officer or flip him the bird?
Is it illegal? Well, is that like disorderly conduct? I would say it's illegal.
It is not illegal. You can do whatever you want, say whatever you want. You have that right to say things. Now, again, are you helping your cause by telling a police officer to F off or flipping the
but
bird?
Does that, that's
you
not
cannot be arrested for swearing or flipping the bird to a police officer. Now, they could construe that as disorderly conduct.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
If you would say, hello, police officer, F you, and smile.
Then you're okay?
Yeah, there's nothing they can do about you if you want to go to court over it, but you cannot be arrested for swearing off
a
police
officer. So as long as you're not belligerent.
But the problem is, in most cases, if you are being belligerent or you're flipping the bird or cussing off, you're usually out of your brain and you're going to be disorderly conduct. But you could politely say, good afternoon, officer, you're a red and blah, 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 blah. There's nothing, they can't arrest you for that.
Very interesting.
So now you know.